Ready? Good morning. There you go. Let's pray. Lord, we come before you this morning. Thank you for another beautiful day and for allowing us to be here this morning, Lord, that we can learn of you and that we can draw closer to you, Lord. Just be with me as I share to the children, Lord. Help them to understand and that they could take something home today, Lord, that they learned, Lord. Just bless them here and bless the one that's preaching afterward. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay. I'm going to talk about a bird again. I'm sorry. I can't help it. So, anybody know what this is? Yeah, it's a hummingbird, right? So, hummingbirds are one of the smallest, well, they are the smallest birds in the world. They're so small. There's some bigger ones, but a lot of them are really small. But I think God made them really amazing, especially when they're flying. They can fly really crazy, like no other birds can. So hummingbirds, they can fly forward like all other birds. They can fly backward. They can go sideways. And even sometimes when they're fighting with another hummingbird, they can fly upside down. Isn't that crazy? And there's no other birds that can really do that, especially going backward. And I think that's pretty amazing. They're so small, but yet God made them so amazing. And I'm going to talk about the ruby-throated hummingbird. That's the kind we have around here. So did you know how many times they can flap their wings in 1 second? So they say they can flap their wings 53 times in 1 second. A second is just like doot, doot, in between those two dots or those beeps I made. That's 1 second. 53 times. Isn't that amazing? Now, hummingbird, they can't, you know, most birds, they'll walk or they'll hop, right? You see a robin in the yard, it'll hop. Or you see a goose, it's walking. Well, hummingbirds can't do that because their legs are so short and tiny and weak. So what they do, they can shuffle a little bit. It's kind of like crawl a little bit. But mostly what they'll do is if they want to move, they just fly up and move over and sit back down. Isn't that amazing? Because their legs are so small, they can't just walk. Now, a hummingbird's brain, you know how big that is? Everybody knows how big a BB is, right? That you shoot out of a BB gun, that thing is so small. That's the size of their brain. But yet, they have a better memory than us. And we have a pretty big brain. They can remember, like every day, they go to about 1,000 different flowers. And they can remember what each one of those flowers is. Isn't that amazing? We can look at a field with a bunch of flowers, but we can't really remember each one. And they also say that they can remember how long it takes for each one to fill up with nectar. So that way, when they go back, they know it's filled. And they can get more sweet sugar out of it. And when they make their nest, ever see a hummingbird nest? They're really small, and they make them out of spider webs, and they also use what they call lichen. It looks almost like a moss on a tree. And the reason they use spider webs is because when their little babies hatch, as they get bigger, the nest will stretch, and then they can still fit. And you know how big their eggs are? You know what a jelly bean is? They look about like a jelly bean. They're so small. Because I've seen a hummingbird nest before and have little eggs. So, another amazing thing that they can do, and I find this probably one of the most amazing things, is when they're flying south in the winter, when they go down to where it's warm, because if they would stay here, they would probably die because it's too cold. As they're flying south, they go down like around Florida. Then they'll fly across the Gulf. You know what the Gulf is? It's kind of like an ocean. I'll fly all the way across there, about 500 miles, without stopping. Isn't that crazy? A little bird about that long can do that. And if they get tired and fall in the waters, they're going to die. But somehow God made them with enough energy they can fly all the way across there. And there's no way we could do that. I want to read a verse in Matthew 10, verse 29. And it says, "Are not two sparrows sold for a farthing? And one of them shall not fall on the ground without your Father." So what that means is sparrows are like not worth anything. Back in the day, they would sell them for like a penny, two of them. But yet, God knows each one of them. And if one dies and falls on the ground, He knows about it. He cares about it. And He cares about us even way more because we're really special to Him. And then another verse in Matthew 6, verse 28. Matthew 6, verse 28. No, it's 26. It says, "Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they?" So the birds, they don't go out and plant a garden. So they can't go make gardens grow and then they have food. They have to go find it. And in that way, God takes care of them. He helps them find the flowers and the feeders that we put out. And at the end of that verse, it says, "Are you not much more than they?" Like, we're way more than a little sparrow, way worth more. And God loves us that much more. So I want to read a verse in Isaiah now. I'm going to kind of talk about prayer. But we can pray and God will hear us. In Isaiah, I want to read this in a different translation. It says, "Listen, the Lord's arm is not too weak to save you, nor his ear too deaf to hear you." So what that means is when we pray, he's not deaf. Every time we pray, he will hear us. Even though it's about a small thing, you lost something, he promises that he will hear us. I want to read a story about two girls that lost something, and then they prayed and they found it. It's called An Answer to Prayer. It was gone. Yes, it was gone. The dollar had been right in Susan's hand while she was walking along the sidewalk to the store. She had stopped to talk to Sarah a minute. But she hadn't been playing, and now the dollar wasn't in her hand. Susan walked slowly back toward home, looking at the sidewalk and looking in the grass at the edge of the sidewalk on both sides. But she couldn't find the dollar anywhere. Then Susan turned around and walked back again slowly to where she first noticed that the dollar was lost, but she still couldn't find it. Susan felt like crying, but she knew that wouldn't help. She didn't want to go back and ask Mother for another dollar to buy the quart of milk. Mother would think that she was very careless, and she might even be angry and scold her. Susan didn't know what to do, so she went back to talk to Sarah. "Sarah," she said, "I've lost a dollar that I had in my hand. I've looked all over, and I can't find it anywhere, and now I don't know what to do." "Oh, I'm sorry," said Sarah. "I'll help you look for it." So Sarah and Susan both looked and looked. They looked on the sidewalk and the cracks in the sidewalk and the grass on both sides. They even looked in the street. They asked everyone who came along whether they had seen the dollar, but no one had. Finally, they sat down under the shade of a tree by the sidewalk to rest and to think. "I know one other thing we might do before we have to go tell your mother," said Sarah. "Oh, what is it?" said Susan. "We can pray and ask God to help us find it. God knows just where the dollar is, and if he wants to, he can show us just where it is if we ask him. Wouldn't he show us unless we asked him? Susan wanted to know. He might, Sarah said, but he hasn't. Even if we ask him, he might not want us to find it, but at least we can try. So Sarah and Susan sat there under the tree, and each one prayed. Susan said, Dear God, I have lost my dollar. Please help me to find it. And Sarah prayed, Dear God, Susan has lost her dollar. Please help us to find it, if it is your will. Sarah's mother had told her once that when God doesn't give us the things we ask for, it is better that we don't have them, no matter how much we want them. Just as Sarah and Susan finished their prayers, Susan gave a little cry and jumped. She had put her hand in the pocket of her dress, and now out came the dollar. Oh, said Susan, just as we were praying. I thought about feeling in my pocket to see if I had put it there. I don't know why I didn't think of that before. I guess we didn't need to pray about it after all, because it was in my pocket all the time. Oh, no, says Sarah, laughing. That isn't the way to think about it. That is the way God answered your prayer. He made you think about where you put it. That is very, very nice answer to your prayer. Yes, said Susan, a very nice answer. And now I think we should sit down again and thank God for giving my dollar back to me. And that is just what they did. Then Susan ran to the store and bought the milk and hurried home to tell Mother what had happened and how God had answered her prayer. So even like that, if you're old enough to talk, you can pray, you know that? And even if it's the smallest thing, tell God about it. And He wants to help you. And He might not always answer your prayer like you think, but He still wants you to tell Him about it. And always remember that if God can care about the tiny little hummingbird, He cares about you way more. So that is all I have. You can go back to your seats.